While Tesla recently recalled thousands of Cybertrucks due to a faulty trim panel that could detach and pose a safety hazard, one Victoria business owner is facing a different kind of problem. Public backlash fueled by CEO Elon Musk's controversial political involvement. Hiro Fang, owner of the popular Japanese restaurants Toro and Yumi, considers himself fortunate that his Cybertruck has not had any issues with the delaminating panel. However, he's increasingly concerned about the negative reactions his vehicle elicits, which he believes are tied to public frustration with Musk's influence in U.S. politics. "I found a magnet attached to my Cybertruck," a photo of Elon Musk's hand gesture, Fang said, referencing a gesture Musk made at a Trump inauguration event that some interpreted as a fascist salute. They also leave "Boycott Tesla" and "Evil Musk" notes. Fang reports receiving rude gestures from passers-by while driving his Cybertruck, purchased well before the current wave of anti-Musk sentiment. "I get at least 3 or 4 people giving me the middle finger every day." The restaurateur chose the Cybertruck as a replacement for his smaller sedan, finding its cargo capacity essential for transporting bulk supplies from Costco for his restaurants. He also saw the vehicle's unique design as a valuable marketing tool, displaying his restaurant logos prominently on its sides. "You see a lot of business owners who bought a Cybertruck because they want to put their logo on top. It's good for advertising," Fang explained. Despite the practical benefits, the negative attention is taking a toll on the 35-year-old business owner. "There were days when I'm loading something in the truck, some people walking by would tell me, 'Oh, that car is so ugly,' right in front of me." He feels the harassment is a direct attack on his hard work and contributions to the local economy, employing 60 people and paying taxes. Fang is not alone. Sarah Q, another Tesla owner in Victoria, found a note on her Model 3 reading, "Elon, evil loser oligarch Nazi. At first, I thought I'd gotten a ticket, but I saw it was a residential block. I couldn't believe it," she explained. "It was very uncalled for and I'm just glad they didn't damage anything. I don't know if people are aware, our cameras and sensors are powered on and ready to film suspicious activities around our vehicle," Fang shared. According to a survey conducted on the Tesla owner's Vancouver Island Facebook page, 18% of the 282 members reported having been harassed because of their choice of vehicle. A Victoria Reddit thread discussing the fear of owning a Tesla drew hundreds of comments, with many criticizing Musk and mocking the Cybertruck's design, sometimes resorting to offensive comparisons. Earlier this month, a Victoria BC Transit bus driver was reported to have high-beamed the owner of a green Tesla Cybertruck after he pulled into traffic on Highway 17 at Quadra Street. He said the lights were kept on until the bus exited at Broadmead. The Cybertruck driver believed it was intentional. "I decided to buy the vehicle before the U.S. election even happened and it was never intended to be a political statement," he explained. "The timing is unfortunate and I have subsequently been caught in the crossfire as a private citizen who just bought a vehicle." The Cybertruck owner, who's been driving Tesla for several years, has encountered a wide range of offensive behaviors, including threats, Nazi salutes and rude hand gestures, usually while his children are in the truck with him. "I understand that the vehicle is polarizing and unique, not everyone likes the design. My kids have always loved the Cybertruck and it was all for them, including changing the color," he said. "You don't have to like me or my vehicle, but I do ask the public to be civil on the road and consider someone may have kids in the vehicle when they're flipping me off or trying to run me off the road on the highway." In February, a protest at Langford's Tesla dealership led to the store being spray-painted with "Tesla Backlash." While ICBC reports no filed vandalism claims involving Cybertrucks on Vancouver Island, the anecdotes suggest a growing trend of Tesla owners being targeted for their choice of vehicle. Videos and photos of vandalism have become common sights on social media. The situation highlights the growing tension and resentment some feel towards Tesla and its polarizing CEO, impacting even those who simply use the vehicles for practical purposes.